In the decade between 2010 and 2020, nearly 500,000 people took their own lives, making suicide a leading cause of death in this country. This weekend, help may be coming in the form of a new suicide hotline. The number is 988, similar to 911. Now, statistically, the group with the highest risk of dying by suicide may surprise you, surprise me, white men. And Bill Hawley is trying to turn that around. He is a suicide prevention specialist at the Johnson County Health Department in Wyoming, and he works primarily with men. Bill, welcome.
Thank you, Scott. It's great to be with you today.
So, Bill, I understand you go door to door, approaching one person, one man at a time, trying to prevent people from taking their own lives. It turns out Wyoming has the highest suicide rate per capita in the country. Do you know why that is?
Experts would look at the Mountain West states. Sometimes we think about it as the suicide belt, unfortunately. And so Wyoming, Alaska, Montana, New Mexico, Idaho, Colorado, those Mountain West states, year to year have the highest rates. The why behind that is a complicated answer. That complicated answer ranges from lack of mental health resources, especially in Wyoming, a very frontier state. Rural isolation is another part of that. And we would be less than honest if we didn't identify access to lethal means and the fact that nationally firearms take the lives or account for suicides of about 50, just a little over 50% of the suicides are by firearm. In Wyoming and the mountain states, that's 60 to 70%. And then lastly, and also very significantly, the unfortunate reality is that Wyoming and the mountain states have substance use issues, and that starts with alcohol. When you numb, you lower your judgment, and that notion, things are so bad for me that I could take my life, can lead to behaviors and planning and action, and unfortunately, suicide.
As you described, Bill, there are a lot of factors in play. As I tried to read up quickly on this, you know, I read about this concept a lot of us are talking about today, toxic masculinity. Do you find that this, in many cases, is at the core of why many men fall into despair?
Well, Scott, yes. And 70% of the 45, almost 46,000 people who died by suicide in our country in 2020 were white men. When you throw in the Mountain West dynamics or the Wyoming dynamics of cowboy up and that cowboy mentality, which is a wonderful mentality when it means being resilient and watching out for each other and mending each other's fences and all of those things. But when we turn all of that manliness, if you will, Scott, inwardly, that's the toxicity. I don't need help. I can pull myself up by my bootstraps. Depression is a sign of weakness. There's not anything really wrong with me until it becomes unbearable. And that unbearable pain, perhaps sometimes for some, leads to that counterintuitive notion of I could. My pain is so great, I feel helpless and hopeless, and I don't know what to do, and I don't want to tell anybody because I don't want to appear to be weak.
You're informed by your own story here and attempting to take your own life. May I ask you to share a bit of that and how it's relevant to your work?
Yes, Scott. I mean, I my attempt at taking my life definitely has informed me, definitely has fueled my fire and my passion, as well as my compassion, to have conversations with men from a gentle place and from a place of just being open and honest and real, that it's okay what you're feeling. And just like if you ignore the pains you're having in your chest, you could have a heart attack. Let's not try to explain away the pain that you're feeling in your mind, your body, and your soul, because they're all interconnected. Doggone it, from a layman's place, which is where I sit and live, I'm not a professional counselor. I don't have fancy letters after my name. I know that people in my life who have said, wait a minute, you're not in the best place right now, Bill. Let's take some time. Let's find you help. Let's create a support system and a safety net to get you through this, to get you to the other side. And remarkably, when people get to that other side, get through the crisis, get through the suicidal thinking, the path to recovery can be bumpy at times, but also beautiful at times. And so sometimes, like any other health concern, that may be some talk therapy, that might mean some medication, that might mean a whole host of things.
Let me ask you about this new mental health crisis line that's launching in the country this weekend, 988. What kind of difference might a 988 call-in line make for people in your community in Wyoming?
988, I think, has the opportunity to absolutely save lives. This resource is for people who are sitting with their best friend who is in crisis and is a resource to say, hey, I don't know what else to do, but could we call this 988 crisis number? Maybe someone on the line can help us figure this out together. Because again, Wyoming is this big state geographically with 580,000 people in it, 6 people per square mile. And this is one step in the right direction to prevent suicide, to save lives of Wyoming residents, and of course across the nation to save lives.
That is Bill Hawley, suicide prevention worker in Johnson County, Wyoming. Bill, keep up the work. Thank you very much.
Scott, thank you for the opportunity to speak today.